I'm WC Chronicles, your host, and it's Christmas vacation, and it's basically another podcast. Not a Nerdlings podcast, but I put together a Magic Monkey Mania podcast, and I'm making everybody's favorite part of the usual Nerdlings podcast. Hey, Mabel! Mabel's here, and she's going to listen into it as well.
Okay.
You got to move close. Well, what we're doing is got a... She's just a giggles here. This is a live session podcast, so the audio of the music may be a little bit low, but I'm going to be putting it up later so you can download it. I've always wanted to put together these collections of songs, solo clips, oddities, that have never really found themselves a way onto a bootleg or a home or a place to live. So where Missing Links, the Monkees albums from the 80s and 90s were the oddities left off. They never did a volume 4 because they saved them for the bonus tracks. This is kind of like a, not a universe, but a nerdiverse. You've heard of the DC universe, yeah, the comic books in DC universe or the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So this is just a whole bunch of stuff that's never been put together and given a home, okay? So here's the first one. We'll play it, and then we'll come back in, and I'll tell you about it, all right?
Okay, I'm right here.
All right.
Fire away.
Because here it comes, ladies and gentlemen, the great golden hits of the Monkey Show, starring Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Tommy Boyce, and Bobby Hart. And now, here they are. Jones, Boyce, and Hart!
Hi there, baby. It's Dolenz and Jones.
Yes, Dolenz and Jones. Where's Boyce and Hart?
Oh, Mr. Boyce, Mr. Hart.
Oh, isn't she smart?
Yeah, we're trying to write a song. Write a song? Write it.
Yes, Mr. Dolenz, Mr. Jones, could you wait just a bit?
No, no.
Oh, no.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
You gotta do it right away.
Okay, okay. Please walk this way.
If I walk that way, never mind. Try to write a song. Write a song, but it's hard.
Hard?
Keeps getting worse from the chorus to the verse.
Well, you want to write a song? Hey, well, listen to me.
Now, it isn't just as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Because it takes some time.
It takes a little while.
Some time? Right.
And a half a jug of wine.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's think.
About 14 inches.
Only 14 inches.
That isn't very long.
Not long enough at all for a top 40 song.
So you got to have a song about 3 feet long.
3 feet?
Don't worry now, boys. Let me take it from here.
Well, 40 with a bullet in less than a year.
Let me taste that song.
Sure, have a little bite.
I've got to have a little taste if I really want to write. Need some C.
Little B.
And a chorus and a bridge if you want to ask me.
Do you really mean to tell us this is how you write a song? With a ruler and a bite?
This is how you really write?
Don't tell anybody.
Not a soul.
Not a soul.
We even wrote a song with a hammer and a bowl.
Would you like to hear a couple of the tunes we wrote?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Can we sing a little note?
Of course you can.
Let's take it from the start.
With Dolenz, Jones,
Boyce, and Hart.
Okay, so that is from their 1976 TV special that they put out. That's Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, and then Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Okay.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote the songs Last Train to Clarksville, Stepping Stones, a lot of their hits.
Very hippie.
Very hippie, yes. And yes, that, as you said, is that, was that a rap? That was kind of a rap, yes, what they were doing there, the little beginning there.
I'm learning something.
So that's kind of an early monkey rap, yes. Okay.
Oh, early monkey rap. I like that.
So I always thought they've never officially released that, and I think they should have, but so
they
that's kind of in there.
Now it's going up to you. Release it.
Well, we're going to bootleg it.
Woo, be careful how you say that.
All right, so here's the next one in the collection.
It's Big Bong, who's here, the music man. With this week's episode, it's a fabulous salute to pop music. It's bathed in a cavalcade of color, and it's coming in at number 8 on the German hit parade. Here's little Davy Jones with Mr. War.
Kicking down the boulevard, so fun and fancy free. Got a pocket full of sunshine, just Miss Pam and me. No matter what the weather, I'll be by her side. We're gonna stick together until one of us dies.
Just call for Mr. Wong. Call for Mr. Wong. He came with the estate. Is it love or is it hate with Mr. Wong? Mr. Wong.
Because he's yellow doesn't mean he's made of gold. Maybe he is cranky, and maybe he's a drunk. Possibly he's lazy, and gambled way too much.
It's been called for Mr. Wong. Called for Mr. Wong. And you know that he'll be there, unless he is in jail, Mr. Wong. Mr. Wong. Mr.
Okay, so that is from a TV show called Mr. Wong, a cartoon by National Lampoon's. And that's Davy Jones singing the theme song to the cartoon.
Okay, pretty cool.
I'm not sure of the year. I think it was 1998.
Okay.
That's a solo track he did.
We can forget the year.
Yeah, that's never been. I think it was released on vinyl, but I'm not sure. So let's get into the third track, all right?
Okay, go.
Hang on, tag out Mr. Wong and then the next track. That's Peter Tork. That's from a 1982 Flexi Disc song that he did. One of those it's a flexible disc,
yeah,
that you'd see like in a cereal box or maybe on the magazine.
You shake it.
Yeah, that's what they released back in 1982, and that's a very clean version. The only place you can get that.
We want it clean.
We want it clean. Yes. Okay. That's Peter Tork doing the Solo Monkey. So next one. This is a good one. I like this one. This is Mike Nesmith doing a song called The World is Golden Too. This was from a documentary, I believe it was, in Japan, right up here, for a documentary about a flying. I looked for it and I can't find it, but it's a song that it comes in either the mix of the single or the album. I think I got the single version here. So here's a song called The World is Golden Too, which should be part, and just a good part of a collection.
Though we're high up,
All right, so you got a lot of synthesizer on that. That's from the soundtrack called The World is Golden 2 that Nesmith wrote in the mid-70s. Believe it or not, that's probably the highest quality version I've come across yet.
Okay, they can keep it.
So, yeah, some of the audio tracks might sound a little rough right now because this is a straight live session. I'm not doing any editing. It's going straight out to you.
Oh.
Well, there's... So let's get to the next one. I will upload, go to my Instagram page, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, or WWC_comedy, and I'll be posting a link there where you can go download this as a full music file, because it's kind of like what I'm declaring a bootleg for nerds, Nerdiverse Volume 4. Well, I want to say universe, but I want to throw the word nerd in there, so it's Nerdiverse.
Okay.
Nerdiverse. I think it works, okay?
Okay, anything works tonight.
Oh, yeah. All right, so here's the next one. This is a Mickey Dolan solo track that has never found a home. Didn't even get on the MGM.
Well, open your door.
Well, that's what we got it here for. So here it is. Not That Bad, Mickey Dolan's. A simple acoustic guitar and Mickey Dolan's. I think that's pretty much a demo version, but I think it was probably done in the mid-90s. Not for certain, though.
Okay. You say so?
I say so, yes. So, next one is going to be one of your favorites from the SpongeBob SquarePants.
I will say that.
Okay. When SpongeBob first came out as a cartoon, I think people always wondered, why don't they have Davy Jones on there? Because Davy Jones' Locker. Why not? Eventually, they got around, I think it was 2001. I didn't do complete notes on here, but here's the audio from Davy Jones on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
What the? Poop sack? What that means?
Yeah, that's right, baby. Welcome to my locker. For a daydream believer and a homecoming queen.
Ah!
All right, up to a point. It's just, it's like a 26 second appearance, but it's good enough. And that was almost like one of their highest rating episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants up to that point in time.
I like Bob SquarePants. He's funny.
All right, so next one. This one's like another short one, about 22 seconds long. Peter Tork, when George Harrison of the Beatles did his Wonderwall movie concept album and soundtrack, Peter Tork played banjo, but not on the soundtrack released on record, but it is on the movie version. Nobody ever really got around to isolating it till recently. So you can hear it. And it's about 22 seconds of Peter Tork. That's the guy who was playing the banjo up the, mm-hmm. earlier.
Okay.
So here it is. See, quick, short, simple.
Short, sweet, to the point.
It's got a home now. It's living here at Nerdiverse Volume 4.
Yippee.
Okay, so back in 1998, Davy Jones, Peter Noon, and Bobby Sherman were touring together as the Teen Idol Tour. This is a song that Peter Noon and Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, they did a song on the album they only sold at the shows called Today's the Day.
I've heard that.
The song they did it on, it was a live version. So here is the rare, more extremely rare, studio version of Today's the Day. Davy Jones and Peter Noon.
Today's the day for sitting back, losing track. Why don't you roll out of bed now? We'll sail away, far away, for something new.
Today's the day, time to get away. I need a
I love that one. I don't know why they never put that part of the collection. Maybe they did it, and then they did the live one, which makes it that much better. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, it has that bouncy feel of something like a Hermit's song.
Hermit's,
because Peter News leads singer of Hermit's Hermits. You know, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Yes.
So that's... I like that song. All right, now, the one you're looking here in the notes here where it says 1977, this is Ringo Starr of the Beatles. Ringo Starr of the Beatles, Davy Jones, Peter Noon, and Harry Nielsen singing backup from the song. It was a commercial in Japan for Suits. 1977, it's a song called I Love My Suit.
Okay.
Okay, so that was 1977 Japan. Ringo Starr, Davy Jones, and Peter Noon, Harry Nielsen singing backup. All right?
Okay.
All right, so remember the song they used at the end of the second season of The Monkees, For Pete's Sakes?
Oh, yes.
Some people called it Love Endless Generation.
Yes.
All right, so this is a take from one of Peter's solo albums, which I feel has never gotten the just desserts exposure that it deserves.
Okay.
This is his band called Shoe Suede Blues, his blues band, but he takes more of like the sitars that they use in Indian music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sitars, more of a little psychedelicness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it a whole new different creature.
Oh, okay.
So for Pete's sakes, Peter Tork's band, this is the guy that's playing the banjo.
Okay.
Shoe Suede Blues.
We have to be free. born to love one another. This is something we all need. We were born to love one another. We must be what we're going to be. And what we have to be is free.
So you got the Indian sitar going on in there. You got the whole blues, a trumpet solo.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. I think that's...
It's very peaceful.
Yeah, it's one of his songs that have never gotten much attention, and it deserves to have a lot of attention.
Yes, it does. Poor guy.
So this next one, these next two, we're going back to 1965.
I remember those days.
This was back when...
Before you came.
Yes. This is Mike Nesmith before he became a monkey. This is a 45. This is the A side. This is what's simply known as Mike, John, and Bill, which is Bill London and John. I can't get the names right. I'm forgetting. But anyway, this is How Can You Kiss Me from 1965, the A side of the 45. That one. I would love it if they did that song live on the next Mickey and Mike tour.
Well, send them a letter.
I think we should try to do that if we get around to it. so that kind of shinny sound, not shinny, because it's the cymbal being hit, and then they mute it with their hand and does it over and over. So that's what that sound you're hearing there is. All right, B-side of the 45, before I say some wrong words. Here is the B-side of the 45, Just a Little Love.
but it's enough. It's all I have. I can't give you things that other men can see. All that I can give is what's inside of me.
I kind of like that one a little bit better than the first one, the A side of Just a Little Love. Okay, part of the collection here is to find these other weird remixes and samplings and cover versions that other people have done. This next one is a remix that I found. The song is called Mary Mary.
Quiet Country.
No contrary. Just Mary Mary. This is a song that Mike Nesmith, the one who just wrote it, the song we just heard, he wrote this song. But here in the, I believe about 95, the full title of this is called, it's from a 12-inch vinyl. It's called Mary Mary, the Funky Monkey Mix by the Angry Mexican DJs, 12-inch vinyl, Stateside Hombres.
Okay.
Okay. It's one of these mixes that they use a sampling of it for, and it just gets lost in the internet, but we get it and grab it and bring it back up. So this will be the last one.
Hang on.
Here we go, yes, basically.
Mary, 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 Mary,
Okay. So that's Mary Mary, the Funky Monkey Mix by the Angry Mexican DJs, 12-inch vinyl, stateside, Hombres.
If you weren't angry, you soon wouldn't be.
So as I said, I would take that and I would put it in a collection for a long road trip. And then you said...
Not on my road trip.
By the time I get there, I would be batty. But it's kind of like the wah-wah keyboard button is on. That's the only purpose for that. But so this has been Magic Monkey Mania, episode number 44. My mom Mabel is joining in. It's been a live session. That's side A of what's going to be this vinyl, non-existent vinyl bootleg. So tomorrow we will upload side B.
Okay.
Until then.
Or a little conscious.
Yes. Have a good evening.
Goodbye.